Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
What's the matter, Birdie? Not happy to see me?
How?
Don't know and don't care. Point is, I'm back! Did you miss me, Badge?
Sure.
Oh, now that didn't sound convincing. Oh, what? You're worried about losing poor sappy Bruce, huh? The big brother who you could binge TV with and have a catch in the yard?
Bird, let's get out of here.
Good idea.
Go! Just hug the wall until we get to the exit.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
You think you can hide from me in a carnival funhouse? You remember, I'm literally built to track people, right?
What do you want?
I just want to talk. We have so much to catch up on. Oh, I'd love to hear you explain how you thought it was fair to force me to be normal. To pretend to be human.
You were happy, Bruce.
Don't call me that.
Come out wherever you are.
Bird, here it is. Down the slide. Mr. Borg, we need you.
Okay, but...
Just go!
Whoa!
Right behind you.
See you soon!
Badge.
On to Mr. Borg. Go!
Here. Step into the elevator.
Where are we going, Jude?
To my Oasis room. You'll be safe there.
Safe. From Casey.
And whoever is working for her. Listen, Brinley, I know this is hard to hear, but I think there's some sort of end game afoot. Whatever they're planning, they've put it in motion.
How do you know?
Dr. Solstice admitted as much.
They're going to open another portal.
Maybe more than just one.
But why? What does Cadence want?
I think she's continuing the work the Founders started here all those years ago.
Guinevere Fontaine.
A brilliant woman by all accounts. She was on a search to find young people with special abilities, powers.
Wit kids?
Or maybe the kids that came before, who inspired the experiments in the first place. You said wit kids were created from a serum?
Gen A serum.
A powerful elixir. From what Dr. Solstice said, Gen A serum was created by recreating the DNA sequences of those rare kids who were born special.
And you think they want to do it again? Reconstitute Gen A.
But we can use this to our advantage. Set things right. We can assemble the players ourselves. Penn, Casey.
The baby, the battery, the bassinet.
And maybe even the guide. The one who has navigated portals before.
Remy.
Our friends.
So we can put things right. Send everyone back where they belong.
This is our stop.
Whoa.
The island is shaking again.
It's only going to get worse. The energy they've harnessed, all these people, out of time. It's making Elixir Key unstable. We have to fix it before it's too late. Are you with me, Brinley?
Jude, you've been with me since the day I arrived at this place.
And I'll be with you. Always.
Then let's do this. Together.
Thank you.
My oasis. Time to put the team back together.
Dude, Cyrus is back on the island too.
Is he?
He can help us.
Brinley, are you sure about that?
About Cyrus?
He and Casey spent an awful lot of time together on their own. Are you certain you can trust him to pick the right side?
Well, I mean...
You did break his heart, after all.
Cyrus and I... we're good.
All right, look, I trust you. It's just...
What?
No, I... there's something I learned about Cyrus Anders.
What?
Dr. Solstice told me what happened to him that day in the basement. Where he went.
He went back in time, I know.
For almost 2 years.
2 years?
I believe he saw your mother back there. I think she sent him back.
What?
I don't know the details. I just want you to be careful, all right?
Yeah, of course.
Listen, it's not safe for you out there. You stay here, and I'll see if I can track down the others.
I can't just let you go on your own while I sit around.
You won't be sitting around. My computer is hooked up to the network. Let's start cataloging the kids we need to send back. Find their homes, their correct timelines, and when I get back, we'll be ready to go.
Okay, I'll do the research. Good luck. Be careful.
We can do this.
We can do this.
I'm so glad to have you back in my life.
I'll be here. Waiting.
Sorry, my darling, but I can't have you getting out.
Into the house! Badger, do you think Adam followed us?
I don't know. I don't see him.
Hurry! Help me move this couch, come on!
Bird.
We'll put all the furniture in front of the doors, and then we'll get some wood and chains from Dad's workshop, board up the windows, the chimney.
Bird.
We can chain up the cellar doors and-
Bird!
What? Why are you just standing there?
Because you know that none of this matters.
What do you mean?
I mean that we could board up every door and window, wrap the house in barbed wire, and it wouldn't make a tiny bit of difference.
We have to keep Adam out. We can't let him get in here.
Birdie, you know as well as I do that if Adam wants to get in here, there is nothing we can do to stop him.
The battery is in place?
Yes, Headmaster. As you can see on monitor 3, we have Casey Dupree contained.
Power the door. Power the door.
Good. And Penn?
He was untethered. But we have managed to locate him as well.
The door. It opens. It closes.
Glad to hear it. Then we're almost ready.
Brinley Pasternak is on board?
Of course she is. She's waiting in my oasis room.
But she doesn't know.
She knows everything she needs to know. She knows that I'm on her side and that we can count on each other, just as it's always been.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Why are you questioning me?
Might want to take a look at monitor 5.
No. The door's wide open.
It appears that the chicken has flown the coop.
No. How did she... find her!
Lockpicking skills still on point, Brinley. I don't know what you're up to, Jude. But I know for a fact you're lying to me. And I know I have to find Cyrus.
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.